everyone, and welcome to Kids Bible Devotions. So today, the question we're going to be focusing on is, why is Christianity true? Or in other words, how can we know what the Bible says is true? And this is going to be part one of our discussion of this question. So, to get right started, there are many different religions in the world, many different beliefs. Now, we don't have to study them all to know which one is true. And I'll tell you why. So, if all of the evidence is pointing to a single religion, we don't have to examine every single last one. The way J. Warner Wallace puts it is, so he's a person that solves crimes. And for example, if he's looking for a suspect that is a tall white male with blue eyes, if he finds a tall white male with blue eyes and he thinks that that man has committed the crime because he has his DNA, he has his fingerprint, it all matches, there's a bunch of evidence, there's people who say they saw that exact man, then he doesn't have to go out into every single country of the world and find every single tall white male with the blue eyes to know which one committed the crime. Because all of the evidence is already pointing to this one guy. Now, so I said there's many different religions in the world. And today we are just going to look at the top five for some examples. And these top five religions of the world are Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, Hinduism, and Islam. Those are the top five religions. And so a religion is a set of beliefs, and all of these religions say different things. So they can't all be true. It's just like if I said to you, okay, the sun is a circle, and then someone else said the sun is a square. We can't both be right, because the sun can't be a circle and a square. And what matters is what it actually is. It's a circle. So today we're going to be discussing how we can know Christianity is true. So let's take a look at questions every worldview, and a worldview is your beliefs about the world, has to answer. People have different worldviews. So the question that each worldview or religion has to answer are 1. How did we get here? 2. What went wrong? Because everyone knows there's lots of bad stuff in the world. And 3. How can it be fixed? Now, Christianity, as we're going to discuss next week, consistently answers all of these questions. But other religions don't consistently and coherently answer these questions. For example, some Buddhists never answer how we got here because they don't believe in a god. They believe in something called karma. All Buddhists believe in karma. And basically, it's the result of good for doing good. So good things happen to you if you do good, bad things happen to you if you do bad. That's what they believe in. It's called karma. But the problem with that is that without a god or personal being capable of making decisions, who decides what's right or what's wrong? There's no ultimate standard without a god. So saying there's no god does not explain how we got here. Because, as we discussed last week, it's impossible for everything to have come from nothing. Hinduism is similar to Buddhism. They can't consistently answer how evil is fixed, which has to do with karma. Also, there can be historical problems with a religion or worldview. For example, Islam claims Jesus is just a great prophet, and not the Son of God. But Jesus is historically, reliably recorded by many witnesses to claim to be God's Son. That's what he claimed to be. Now, if he weren't God's Son, he would be lying. And great prophets aren't liars. So either Jesus is who he said he is, the Son of God. But he can't be a great prophet. Because otherwise, if you didn't believe what he said, he would be lying. And as we already discussed, great prophets can't be liars. So, there is also another problem, historically, with Islam. They say that Jesus didn't die on the cross, but every other historical record says that he did. Plus, the Holy Book of Islam was written hundreds of years after the cross. Another example of historical points is how Jesus fulfilled prophecy. Jews don't believe Jesus is the Savior of the world, the Messiah, but he fulfilled hundreds of prophecies found in their scriptures, the Old Testament. Go and watch the episode called Prophecy to hear more on that. Well, we've taken a brief look at other religions. Feel free to check out coldcasechristianity.com for more resources by an awesome apologist I enjoy learning from. His name is J. Warner Wallace. Again, his website is coldcasechristianity.com. He has some awesome resources and many more points and arguments. Next week, we'll look at how all of the evidence points toward Christianity. Until then, remember to seek God with all of your heart, and you will find Him, the truth. Thanks so much for listening to this week's devotional. Make sure to share this podcast with all your friends and family, and tune in next week. God bless. Hey guys, before you go, I had a quick announcement for this podcast. So we're adding a new feature. The feature is that you can ask questions and I'll answer them for you. I might not get back to every single question that we have, but if you guys have any, I will try to get back to the most I can. And it'll be aired on this podcast. So if you have Bible questions, please send your questions to either kidsbiblequestions@gmail.com. That's kidsbiblequestions@gmail.com. Or you can always DM them to me on Instagram if your parents have Instagram and they let you message me on it. My username is Madison Jaffin. That's MadisonJaffin. Thanks so much, and I can't wait to receive your questions.